All right, everybody, welcome back to Overdunk, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, and today we got a full house. As always, we got Bridget, we got Doomsnax back in the house, and returning special guest Steel Agent Kyle joining us with this very special episode. It's regional finals weekend for every UCS region coming up in just a couple of days. It's so soon. We're going to know well over half the teams qualified for Worlds at the end of this weekend, even more than that, we've had a few more teams qualified last weekend. There's a lot to talk about. It's going to be absolutely insane. Let's just catch up with our guest here. Bridget, how have you been since last week?
I'm good. It's just been a busy time at work for me, so I haven't really, that has been taking up a lot of my brain, so.
Gotcha.
But not bad. We're getting through.
Okay, good. Kyle, how about you?
Been fantastic. Last weekend was super fun. Obviously, you watched a lot of the qualifiers with me for NA, and we had some surprises. But overall, I mean, a lot of the usual suspects are still going to be hanging out in that regional bracket.
That is true. Yeah, and his bracket is kind of wild. We'll get to group stage predictions eventually, but the way the championship points work out this year, it makes some interesting lineups in the group stage. It's going to be wild. Doopsnax, how have you been? It's been a couple of weeks since we had you on the episode. How have you been doing?
Doing real good. Headed into the best part of the season, that final portion, regional finals, into final stretch, into Worlds. So it's incredibly exciting, and I figured if I was going to pop back in for an episode, might as well be this one before all that nonsense kicks off.
Exactly. It's going to be awesome. I've had a pretty solid week. My Winnipeg Jets won one of the best hockey games I've ever seen in my entire life last weekend, and I'm moving on to the second stage of the NHL playoffs, but no one's here for that except for me, but I am pretty pumped about that specifically, and I'm still riding that high. But in terms of Pokemon Unite action, I mentioned here at the top of the show, we do have a couple more teams qualified for Worlds. So basically, every episode, we've slowly had teams trickling into that contention. So we're going to update all of you here. We'll pull that up on screen just for a moment. But so far, the teams qualified for Worlds. These, some of the suspects we already know, of course, Luminosity Gaming, Insomnia, LeeTN Dream Factory, Team TC, and Gen 2. Are all already qualified before this episode, as well as SAUL, Talon Esports, PaperX. Now, we do have a few more teams out of APAC, notably the Indonesia Championship and the Thailand Championship happened. So we have Onyx Rise, Onyx, and Cakelock all returning to the World Championships again. Pretty exciting stuff. I don't know. I don't think any of us got to see the actual tournament go down, but still getting to see some of these teams qualify is very exciting. Obviously, they get in early because we got to get those passports and the visas all situated for these teams to come over here to NA, but it's going to be pretty exciting. Bridget, out of these three teams, any team that you particularly have your eye on?
I mean, I guess I'll give a shout out to Cakelock because I feel like they were definitely a sleeper pick last year and they really showed up. I know this isn't the exact same roster, but they were at ACL as well, right? They didn't do too hot at ACL.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Yeah. Under a different name, I think, of course. But yeah, they were there. Most of these players.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're obviously kind of like representing their region very well, but I mean, they showed up for this tournament. I definitely kind of want to go back and see how their run went, but yeah. I'm excited to see them back. I feel like, honestly, maybe just because I've been like really locked into the world's teams the past couple years, but I feel like we're getting a lot of like repeat offenders from this year and last year.
That's true.
Which is cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doopsnax, how about these three teams? Any of them, anything excite you or surprise you or anything like that?
Well, no surprises, but you know I'm a PaperX fan. Best jerseys in the game, of course. Also, very excited for SAUL Esports to get another bite at the apple here. Yeah. Obviously, they couldn't make Worlds last year. I'm really hoping this has permitted them enough time to get everything sorted out so they can make it. You know, and I mean, look at this team. They've been kind of just leading the pack in India, maybe not all year, but they always seem to close out the season very well, and they've done it again. So I hope they get to make it so they can play again on the world stage and we can cheer them on.
It feels like a region that I'm really bummed out doesn't have two seeds at Worlds.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like there's two teams there. Well, maybe three, actually, with Godlike's insane performance in the ACL qualifier. But still, I think two really strong teams consistently over the years. So to only get one is a bit of a bummer. And again, hopefully they can make it. Knocking on wood for sure. How about you, Kyle? Any of these teams who have qualified for Worlds so far really excite, surprise, anything like that?
I mean, I think, like, y'all covered it. It's a lot of the repeat offenders, a lot of teams that we've seen either last year or throughout the ACL. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm really surprised. I'm excited to see how it shakes up and how these teams maybe have evolved from ACL, see if they can, you know, compete with some of those higher-end teams once we get to Worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There's some really exciting teams. Particularly, I just really hope Cakelock can make it to Worlds with their entire roster. I think that's the biggest one. Yeah. Last year, weren't able to play with their central area player, right? So they adopted some strategies that are maybe looked down upon by the by the greater Unite community. But hey, they made it
last year.
Exactly. They made a run with it still, nonetheless, right? So I think hopefully this team gets a fair shake at it with their full roster they've been practicing with and preparing for this tournament. They get a whole lot of time, so I'm excited to watch that Cakelock squad. It's going to be fun. And yeah, Dupes Nexus, correct as always, Paper X with by far the greatest jerseys in the tournament.
Just, good.
Just simply perfect. Too good. Unless a team sends me a free jersey, and then of course I will put them at the top of the jersey power rankings immediately. I can be bought. I will say that again and again. Please.
So can I.
Yeah.
So can I.
None of us are ashamed to admit that. Please send us free stuff at any given time. But yeah, okay, so Worlds starting to shake out. Obviously, this weekend is going to be by far our biggest influx of teams qualified for Worlds. So OC, I believe, going to have one slot at this World Championships. Europe with three. North America with three. Latin America South with two. And I believe Latin America North with just one this year, right? No, three. Three.
Two.
That's right. Three.
Three. Yeah. Three,
yeah.
Three,
okay. Three. I'm already correcting myself. And then, of course, Brazil, one and two. So we're going to see all those teams qualified. Obviously, there'll still be final stretch contention. And actually, I don't think we've talked about this on the podcast. We would have talked about it last week, if anything. But there was a rule change. And I think an amazing way to the final stretch. I think we'll talk about it more leading into the tournament. This got announced on Twitter, but is now officially a change to the rule book. We talked about it a lot when we were talking about final stretch play-in qualifiers, about how we were pretty dissatisfied with how the world's invite trickled down. It was basically a region was winning it for their region rather than a team at the event winning a world spot. Obviously, those two things could coincide, but with so many teams earning invites that will likely already have a world spot, that made that rather unlikely. Now, the change will simply be the highest ranked team out of the final stretch who is so far not earned a world's invite will now earn a world's invite, which I think is just the most straightforward, exciting way to do it, and that's going to be a blast. Like, I could not fathom the amount of a bummer it would be is if we had a tournament happen and a team that wasn't even at the event now qualifies for worlds, or even worse, a team that, like, loses out in day one and goes 0-2 technically gets a world spot or something.
Right.
So that not happening is amazing, and I'm so excited. I'm even more excited for the final stretch now.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. After we just listed off all these teams, there's obviously a high percentage chance just by sheer volume of presence that NA will get a slot out of final stretch as well. Mm-hmm. Another one there. And that's just too many damn NA teams, especially when you just consider just general participation. I do think NA deserves multiple, but man, we up to five now. So I would love to see some reorganization and more representation across regions that have been consistently showing up to compete.
Fair enough. Well, somebody else could have won LAIC, but that is a fair accreditation. How about you, Kyle? What were you thinking?
Husky says it's going to be us. We're going to,
that's true.
We can taste the biscuit. We're going to qualify for Worlds. That's how we're getting there this year. We're not casting, so we got to get there somehow.
Let's go. Qualify and compete. Let's go. That'd be huge. Not to mention, final stretch, pretty decent amount of prize money. You'd be
honestly,
walking
just,
into, too. That'd
be
nice.
To win, like, one game. We win one map, I'll be happy, to be honest.
Perfect. Yeah. It's going to be an exciting season of tournaments for sure, but We already had a lot of the regionals kind of set up for us. The stage has been set. We had the open qualifier for the group stage happened this last weekend. Kyle, you already mentioned you and I were broadcasting quite a bit of the North America version of it, but it also started with Europe. So I think that's a great place to start our discussion on these teams. I'll bring it up here on screen, the start.gg page, and take a look at the European groups. So for our audio listeners, I'm just going to read it out real quick. Pool one, we got Nouns, Les Faucons d'Amers, Los Caracados, Overtake, Gen 5, Ashen Rebirth, Plus Ultra. Oh, well, that's Pool 2. Group 2, Gen 5, Ashen Rebirth, Plus Ultra, Guerrilla Tactics. In Group 3, Komai Esport, Los Duros, Izeri Esports Cluba, and the Grim Reapers. And then in Group 4, we have BH3 Esport, Absolute Cinema, Solid, and Castros Futurs. Some solid teams in these EU groups, and let's just start it out with like general vibes going into EU. It's gonna be three spots. One, we've kind of talked about EU having well a big one in Nouns, but if we can really define it, a big four between Nouns, Gen 5, Kamai, and BH3. You're just your first four seeds, but just taking a look at these groups, Dupes, next to any of them, kind of look to you like a really standout strong group?
No,
fair enough.
I think the most levelized is maybe group four, just in terms of less disparity between the one and the four. But I think you're looking at group three right now. But anyways, that's kind of what sticks out to me just was group four in terms of just like balance across the four teams.
Sure.
I think everything else is very clearly there's one team that is above the rest. I don't want to say head and shoulders, but certainly head above the rest. And I think the region overall feels kind of particularly weak. So if they're getting three slots, those three teams better work together to figure out how to not have another EU crash out.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Tough looks for EU sometimes, but okay. So this is the group four. We're talking about BH3 Esport, Absolute Cinema, very solid team, a solid, and Castors Futurs. I think it's fair to say a strong top two in that one. My pick for a scary group, I think, is group three. Kamai, Los Duros, Azeri, and Grim Reapers, only because the Grim Reapers team that made it out of the open is a very strong team.
Yeah.
We got Kree, Sixies, Guitar, Klaus, Galaxy, Jean Moody, like... That is a who's who of a lot of European players who have found success in the past. So them being a brand new team means they come in with zero championship points, therefore having to play out of the open, which makes things very mixy. And obviously they qualified in to make it into this group. It's going to be a fun match. I feel like Los Duros and Grim Reapers feel like definitely at that same level of caliber, with Kamai Esport probably looking a little stronger. Anybody share my opinions for how strong this group is?
Yeah, I think the same thing. Three and four seem like it'll be pretty strong because three and four are going to be your groups where the team that joined from the open qualifier came through on the winner side.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing some similarities to how like North America is shaking out too. Like those teams that qualified through the winner side in three and four might have an opportunity to upset some of those pre-qualified teams.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. Grim Reaper's definitely proving that point, I think, by far the most. All right, let's take a look at group two then. We'll move on to the next one here. Gen 5, Ashen Rebirth, Plus Ultra, and Guerrilla Tactics. Guerrilla Tactics, another one of those groups that does have players that are quite strong, right? We got Charlie King, Leon on this team, Tibby. Like, that is a good team. Again, full of players that have had a lot of success in the past. So, yeah, group two could be interesting. Bridget, any thoughts on this group in particular?
I see Relic in our chat kind of talking up Ashen Rebirth as well. Okay. So,
yeah,
I feel like when we first read these group names out, I like did not really watch a ton of the EU Open qualifier. I watched a little bit of Kello's coverage of it, but... Admittedly, not a ton. So I was pretty unfamiliar with these like kind of hodgepodge pickup teams that we're seeing. But seeing some of the names on them, it definitely gets me like more excited, I guess, to see if there will be any upsets. But I feel like EU has such like an established top three, top four, like you've said. I would be very surprised if anyone breaks through that. But you never know.
It'd be tough to usurp that, I think. I think there's a couple teams that maybe have that spoiler quality, but it's not like safe money or anything, you know what I mean? We're not predicting it to happen. Like Ash and Rebirth up there, even Guerrilla Tactics, and like we mentioned before, the Skull team. Forget their full name. But I get the sentiment around EU being a region that has struggled in the past. I get it. And watching them this region, I do understand. I personally think that both Gen 5 and Komai could be strong contenders at the World Championship for a deep run. I'm not necessarily saying a championship winning the whole world's title, but I could see a world where a team like Gen 5 or Komai goes on a heater and makes it to like top 8 or top 4. You know, it makes other groups, wins a round or two in bracket, and goes on a deep run. I do think these teams have the caliber to do so. Komai showing that, I think, with a really great showing at AOS Cup. And Gen 5, just like a lot of players, specifically in the Talibobo era, that I think was really proof of how strong they could be. So, Husky, I know I say that caliber of team a lot, okay? Listen.
It's a callback.
You can't call me on my podcast. That's a hecked up. Okay.
She's done it like twice already.
Yeah, I do say it a lot. Let's go to group one.
That's what I tell myself.
Let's go to group one. Nouns Esports, Los Four Customers, Los Caracados, and Overtake. This one, I think, is one of the more cut and dry groups. Nouns Esports and Los Caracados, in my opinion. Caracas was just a lot of really good tournament runs in this season. A lot of top placings. And then, well, Nouns is Nouns. And they're looking very strong. DupeSex, we know your opinions on EU overall, but what is your opinions of current Nouns Esports right now?
I hope they win and okay. Do good. You want to see the folks that have committed a long time to this game over the last 4 years find success again. You know, they had that amazing second place finish year one at Worlds. And I feel like they've been trying to recapture that magic ever since. Different missteps kind of, you know, feels like they roll their ankle in every pothole they come across. So it'd be nice for them to, you know, get out of the starting blocks and actually run a race for once. But, you know, for them, it starts at the regional finals. You know, I don't want to say it's a given, but it certainly needs to be their primary focus right now, because you don't want to be looking past the regional finals and end up being upset by, who Relic mentioned, which is Ash and Rebirth, or any one of these other squads. You know, I don't think they've shown that they're that far ahead of everybody that if they take their eye off the ball, they can't just get snuffed out. Mm. So I'm pulling for Nouns in a big way. I always do. I like the people on that team. I want them to be successful. Now they just need to deliver on it. I feel like I've said that for the last 3 years. Like, are they going to fill the role that we all believe they can? And we're still kind of waiting for it.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it, a top 16 in Worlds last year, right? They made it out of the groups, but out first round. Did they make it to second round? I think they might have made second round.
I think they were top eight.
They were top eight. Yeah, that's right. Okay, gotcha. Okay, Kyle, how about you? What are your thoughts on Nouns Esports at the moment?
I mean, this is probably the best version of the Nouns. It seems like they had, you know, some of those bumps in the roads early on once Ender came over, but it seems like after, you know, what happened, you know, kind of the potential falling out and the, you know, the rebirth of Nouns, even though they didn't take a tournament off. I think they're finally firing on all cylinders. I think it's a really good meta for them.
You're fitting right in here on this podcast.
Toon Slim meta.
Every meta, you know, shakeup. It's a Toon Slim meta. Yeah.
So I think it's their time. I mean, they have to get the job done. They have to qualify. But obviously time will tell if they get it done. And once they get to Worlds, obviously a whole different ball game, but definitely in Nouns court here. And they're in the driver's seat.
All right. Fair enough. Bridget, let's get our full Nouns thoughts out of the whole show right now. How are we feeling about Nouns Esports going into the regional finals?
It's just like, I mean, I truly believe they can win their region. I think they've clearly proven that with and without Ender now at this point. So it'll be interesting, because have we really had a tourney I guess, other than this past weekend in this like non-speedster reversion meta.
Not an official one, really.
Okay, yeah. I thought so, but yeah, so it is just such a change of pace. Obviously not anything these players are familiar with, but I do feel like all the tourney winners from like that period need to be like asterisked, because it's like, that's just not, I feel like it's just so different now, but I definitely still believe in nouns, and I'm just kind of excited to see how these like bigger teams play on this patch as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I'm pretty excited to see how they play on this patch. You all know I always say Toon Slim meta, but Zero Aura still feels okay. It definitely went down way more in usage than than tournaments prior. But we'll see. We'll see. Idesu can play Zacian. That Pokemon is doing very well at the moment. So lean in that direction potentially. But yeah, also Relic doing a lot of good work for us in the Twitch chat, mentioning a lot of EU teams to keep our eyes on. One of the teams that made it out of the open qualifier is Overtake, a team to watch out for. They did qualify through the losers side of the bracket, but there are a few players on here that have had a lot of success, specifically in grassroots tournaments in the past. But Traffy and Hiyori, both very just impressive performances in like a lot of grassroots performances, like I've said before. But yeah, so teams to watch out of Group A for sure. Or Group 1, I don't know, it's tricky. I've always said A, B, C, D, but now in StarTG it's Pool 1, 2, 3, 4.
I can't call it Group 1, that sounds sad.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very difficult. Okay, so let's cut back to all of us. With EU, it might be a little bit difficult for us to do full group predictions. I feel like a lot of them are more clear and cut out in terms of the top seed and the team right below them. So instead, let's just go through a quick round of predictions in terms of overall regionals. At the very end of the weekend, where's EU going to be looking? And I guess their tournament actually concludes on Saturday. So why don't we just start with the good old, who's going to be the European regional champion? Let's go around the mix. Bridget, we can start with you. Who are you crowning as the best of all time in EU for season 4 of Pokemon Unite?
I mean, I will, you know, I'll give it to Kamai.
Whoa, okay, already a spicy pick. Let's go.
They were my dark horse for EUIC, and that was like the only time I ever got anything kind of right in a prediction. So
we're holding on.
Stick to it.
gotta respect it. Cool. Gotta respect it.
I love it. Yeah, for anybody listening at home, the Kamai roster at the moment right now: Gekokami, Marv, Zante, Toast, Potato, Narami. And I'm pretty sure Gek is the one. Not, he's like the substitute on that team at the moment. But yeah, very good choice. They have they proved it in one tournament specifically how good they were, and then the other one they didn't clock in for. So it's really challenging to to show where they're at. Steel Agent Kyle, how about you? Who's winning the entire European tournament?
My camera goes really blurry because I look down. I'm gonna go with
shake.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the boring one. I really do think that it's going to be nouns.
Okay.
It's the easy prediction. They've obviously won all but, what, one monthly at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Boring, yeah. But, I mean, they're the best in the region. They're the number one seed for a reason, and they have the experience behind them. So,
okay.
Nouns. They'll win. I think they'll lose a set, maybe in groups.
Oh, from losers. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
No.
But that's my hot take from that.
Okay, I like it. Deuce, thanks. How about you?
Yeah, I'm with Kyle on this. I'm hard pressed to bet against nouns. I am a big fan of nouns. I'd like to see them be successful. So it'd be hard for me to be pulling for them, but then all of a sudden say, no, I don't think they can win their region.
Fair.
As I was talking about world's performances. So right. let's start at regional finals and let's say they win that one.
Okay, fair enough. I like that pick. Ugh. I would say I'm going to go with nouns, I think, is my third pick. Well, sorry, Bridget, you're going to be on an island with the unique pick. I will
feel bad for Gen 5.
Well, that was my second place. I'm going with a very basic seeding chart of how I am picking the teams to win this tournament. I think it's nouns first, Gen 5 second, Kamai third place, and BH3 walks away in the fourth place position. So, yeah, I think it's going to be kind of straightforward in that way. there's this thing with Nouns Esports that I do think they have a few players who are incredibly smart when it comes to the drafting stage. You have players like Ender and Toon on that team who I think take a lot of charge in those kind of game time moments. It's been a lot of time to prep for this tournament. Feels like we've had this meta for a long time. We're not like the APAC teams who are playing their tournament 2 days after a major patch or anything like that. We've had a little bit of time. I'm gonna give Nouns with prep time the win here. I'm gonna give them the Batman argument a bit to win the EU tournament. But I do think Komai and Gen 5, electric teams, crazy mechanical skilled players that can always flip things around. And there's a few teams like that in EU that I think we could give that credit to. So I'm going to go with EU kind of resolving as scheduled when it comes down to it. But yeah, anything more on EU before we move on to the North America group stage? Kind of cruising. Fair enough.
In all honesty, EU is pretty predictably easy, right? Like even your non-Nouns
pick. We say that
now
and this weekend, of course.
I know.
We said it, but go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, outside of, you know, Nouns, it's not like Bridget went deep into the well of the 16 teams, right?
To pull out
Kamai. So
fair enough.
Anyways, I think that's why we were brisk. Yeah. Despite me dragging it out even longer just for that extra EU content.
No, I think that's true. I mean, Kamai, one of the only teams to really push Luminosity Gaming to the brink this year. Like, there's not many teams that can kind of brag about that. So, good looks for them. Obviously, they're a slightly different roster now. But we'll see. Next time, it'll be a really good look at Kamai at these regional finals, if they can wake up in time. Okay, let's talk North America. We'll go group by group rather than just kind of picking out a group immediately so we can look at the teams kind of first, I think might be the better way to go about it when talking to these teams. We'll start with group A, or group number one, or pool one as it likes to call it. Luminosity Gaming, obviously the number one seeded team, of course. Standing on Business, the number two team in this group. T-Gang following them, and then Goofy Goobers qualifying out of the losers bracket. Interesting note about the Goofy Goobers, they were the first seeded team in the open qualifier. So they had they were essentially the 13th most championship points in the region on Saturday. So they got first seed, they lost their first matchup of the day, and then played the entire tournament through losers to qualify into this group stage, which is actually kind of sick. Maybe a little worrying. They lost their first match, but it was also to a very good team. That was like Yard, Uzi, like just kind of a last minute stack. So a good squad, but either way, still, I think a very good run for Goofy Goobers. And the team they lost to didn't even qualify. So good credit to them. Wow. Yeah, I know that team. It was kind of wild. We'll get to their team that beat them a little bit later, but Group A, Luminosity Gaming, obviously the standouts. We've talked about them. Nigh on infinite minutes at this point on the podcast, so you probably move past them a little bit. I think this group gets mixy for the second place out of this group. Standing on Business, obviously a crazy good run in the one tournament that Luminosity Gaming wasn't playing in with a win. And then T-Gang and Goofy Goobers all mix it up in this group. Anyway, sorry, Standing on Business with a second place finish, right?
Second place. Yeah.
Second place. Sorry about that.
Mike OJ won that one.
Orange Juicers winning that one, Standing on Business with the second place finish. So good run. Standing on Business does have Vision, Cruelty, Chief, Gyro, Agate. T-Gang, this is kind of a fun one. Kyle, you and I were talking about this. Oops, sorry, I'm clicking all over the place here. Do you want to talk about it? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, T-Gang, an incredible squad. They've played very well. A couple top eight finishes this season, but a little bit of a surprise pickup. Chris Smith is going to be playing for them this weekend, so there was kind of some questions or not, like, with the open qualifier, since that was, like, a week before he would be eligible to be able to play based on age guidelines. Mm-hmm. But because they didn't have to play in the open qualifiers, I believe the decision was to allow him to play. So this could be a very good squad to look out for, maybe even taking a game or a set off of LG. But I mean, I guess you have a lot of questions on, you know, how fresh this team is with that pickup. Like you said, though, I think the second place is it. This group is actually a little bit more wild than I had originally thought.
Yeah, going when you take a look out of here. I mean, shout out to Chris Smith. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This last week, and his birthday is tomorrow. Yeah,
to Ducky,
exactly. Yeah, trying very hard. I think I received a DM poor Christmas trying to make sure.
I saw the tweets. I'm like, I don't even know if I follow this kid, but he is really, I don't know. It's something kind of like adorable. Like, oh, just let him play.
I know. Yeah. How many people in this world do we have right now that want to play and compete in this game that bad? Yeah. You know what I mean? Let the kid play.
Let him play.
So very exciting. So yeah, Ducky saying in our chat, his birthday is actually tomorrow. So happy early birthday, Chris Smith. I'm excited to see you play in an official Unite Championship Series tournament. It's going to be so sick. Yeah, a lot of young players on this team. I think Ducky's still quite a young player. I think aged in last year, right? So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Whoops. Didn't mean to. Man, I'm so bad at clicking, y'all.
Really loose with the mic.
Okay. Then a business. And then Goofy Goobers, the final team in this one. Like we mentioned, the pretty crazy bracket run. They got Adam Ninja on this team, IMAX, Luigi, AJ Dragon. So another squad that is prolific in the grassroots. A lot of underdunks under that Goofy Goobers belt, for sure. As well as doing very well in the, I think it was like the Luminosity tournament series.
Yeah.
That was ran by Draku. So it's good friends there. But okay, Kyle and I have ranted about these teams for long enough. Dupes next. What are you thinking about this group? Obviously, we all think LG out of this seed one, but how about the rest of the teams?
Yeah, I'm actually with you all here. I'm buying into the Chris Smith hype here.
Let's go.
I want the TI gang to be the second team out of this.
That's sweet.
But again, to your point, I think 2 through 4 is a blender. We'll see who who is able to level up out of here. So that's going to be exciting and a good opportunity for one of these teams.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Okay. Bridget, how about you? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like the new slash like younger players spark just like hits different. Mm-hmm. Or they just play. They're just like, you can tell they're just like so unafraid.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't have like the existential dread hasn't hit in their life yet. I don't really know what it is. You can see it.
That's awesome.
That's terrific.
See it. Like, just watch the Komai LG match. They were not afraid. And so I do like, it's kind of hard not to pick TI gang. I still am not sure which one it is, but I have to kind of give it like, Sanon Business has had the best like UCS run out of these three. So my logic brain wants Sanon Business, but my heart wants TI gang.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like okay, Kyle, how about a prediction from you? Where are you landing out of these three teams?
LG one.
Sure.
To gang two. Okay. And I've been told both ways. I've been told it's TI gang. I've also been told it's to gang. But yeah, Ducky told me. Ducky,
let me
told
tell you
me
a little something. I am
gang.
Never saying to gang. So they can settle in with TI gang, or they can change their name, because to gang is never going to roll out of my face on a broadcast.
The line has been drawn. Okay,
I
fair
got
enough.
It.
Man, I like that one. I might have to go with the same. Are we so boring that we're all
to
picking
gang.
The exact thing?
I think Goobers take three, though. Goobers take three.
Okay, Kyle, pitch me on Goobers. What do you think really makes this team stand out? And obviously, a good UCS season. They were 13th in a very, very difficult North American region. So what makes this team stand out, in your opinion?
IMAX is an incredible tank player.
He's really good.
IMAX has so many tanks that he's able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of enables them to pick things around that, which usually lands Sautami on Urshifu.
Yeah.
Which is always very scary. One of the other like few water bear players in North America.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And at a high level, like to the point where a lot of teams end up banning them. Just because they don't want to see that water bear. So, you know, there's a lot of other things. Like, I think, you know, AJ Drag is an incredible support, plays a lot of disruptive supports. Obviously plays a pretty good Blissey too, but I always like seeing like them on Psyduck. But just like a squad that has stuck together all season, and they have like really good chemistry. You don't see them making a lot of like big mistakes.
Okay, cool. A consistent team. That's awesome. All right. Well, Fortunately, you didn't say they were like a Sableye or a Leaf Tornado player, so I unfortunately will put them third place. We're Luminosity Gaming and then T-Game.
Brutal.
So, there was a correct answer. We missed it. Let's go on to group two. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to group two. All right. This is the Orange Juicers group. And this group, I personally think, is my group of death in North America. Yeah. But here we go. Orange Juicers. It's for audio listeners. Orange Juicers, Rush Hour, obviously. Formerly Brave Birders, but it feels like they've been, it's been so long since they've been Brave Birders. I gotta stop saying that, but okay. Orange Juicers, Rush Hour, Revelation, and Zero Aura are the three. If audio listeners aren't familiar with Zero Aura, this team is Kirtan, Rise, Blush, Bats, Game Zone. This is the team that took down the showers and deodorant team that I was talking about really before, wish. That that Uzi team. So a very tough qualifying match for them to win. They did it. They've been into this group. This is going to be an intense group. Let's get someone else's opinions other than mine to start. Dupesnacks, we'll start with you. What are you thinking about group two, okay, group B?
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely feels like the buzzsaw group to me. Mm-hmm. Revelation has been having just kind of some good tail end tournaments. It finally seems like they've got their team somewhat sorted out and hitting a stride.
True.
Uniquely enough, Rush Hour always seems to kind of make it to LAN, which is
they do
in and of itself iconic. Pretty interesting.
There's the secret ship of NA.
Yeah, I don't know if they're holding their power for final stretch. I'm sure they'd much rather just like to get it done in regionals here. But as we're taking a look at Revelation, I mean, these are all names that have been around for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Celestial himself has won themselves on the big stage, right? Was it season two? So there's no lack of experience in that squad. Rush Hour either, though, and Asha has been playing insane. I know Colin Tang is kind of the captain, the player we've seen so long, but Asha has been incredibly impressive in the games that they've won.
Yeah.
Actually, if you recall, went toe-to-toe with Overlord in kind of that speedster showdown,
yeah.
which I wasn't casting, but I was in the back, and Spreggles and I, we were glued to that game. it was so exciting against LG. So my heart is with Rush Hour. Okay. So I'm in the 1-2 here, not going too crazy, just because I like to pull from my favorites, but I love seeing like Blush and Bats and Zero Aura make it through because they're fun to watch as well. I mean, this is just a great group to keep an eye on, without a doubt. Like every game kind of feels like it's going to be a banger.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. All right, Bridget, what are your thoughts on group two here?
The more we look at the groups, the more I'm like, this is criminal. We're not getting an official stream for all these. I know it's probably a lot of work, but...
Follow and subscribe to twitch.tv/steelagentkyle.
Yeah, sure. I just...
You
we
are
should
sat.
Plug that. I just wish... Yeah, I just... Oh, these groups are going to be so good, as we've been saying, but... Man, I don't know who I want to pick. I mean... It does feel like kind of similar to EU. Our top 3 through 4 is pretty hard locked. I mean, Orange Juicers did not maybe got internet capped last tournament. I don't know. But it's not impenetrable. But I obviously am picking OJ. I might just go with Dupesnacks and go with Rush Hour as well.
Okay.
I'm a Colin Tang,
believer,
so it's kind of hard for me to root against whatever they're cooking up.
Their history of going to lands is fantastic. Dupesnacks is correct there. All right, Kyle, how about you?
I'm thinking Revelation 1, OJ 2.
Okay.
Rush Hour 3, Zero Aura 4. That's my prediction.
Wow.
Revelation, I think they're just kind of hitting a stride. They would have probably been way higher if they would have had like their championship points carry over. I think obviously most of them like previously like Kiss, like
right.
I think it's a really good squad. But I think OJ probably loses a game. I imagine I have some inside information from Flareon saying that his Wi-Fi is 50-50. So
that's not good odds. That is bad odds, actually. Yeah. Oh.
Excuse me?
So maybe maybe OG loses a match. I think Zugrug came into my chat on Saturday.
You making your prediction based on that is so funny, but also correct.
Zugrug gotta use what you got.
On Saturday during the qualifiers and says, Kyle, tell Flareons to stop griefing us.
No, no.
So I'm going to say OJ too. There's probably going to be something that happens with Wi-Fi, and then we'll see from there.
Someone get this kid an Ethernet dongle for his Switch.
Yo,
what is going on?
Okay, well, despite that, I'm just going to flip-flop Kyle's picks. I'm going to go with Orange Juicers in the first seed. I'm going to go Revelation in the second seed. I think what you said about Revelation on a hot streak is exactly right, Kyle. As well as, I feel like where Revelation would lose is in a double elimination bracket kind of position. Especially entering into a somewhat new metagame. Obviously, we've had weeks to practice and things like that. But the thing is, Revelation is one of the few teams that we have in North America that really likes to tinker at, like, the top level. You know, they love weird Pokemon selections. They have really weird draft strategies. I think in a group stage, when you only get one look at a team, and these matches matter a ton in a round robin with just four teams, I think Revelation could steal more than you would like in a match against them. So I think Revelation is able to make it out of this group for sure. I also think they are a team that will be very difficult to 2-0 if you do beat them. So they're going to be picking up scrappy wins even if they lose the whole match. That's my attempt at being a big brain in this group number two.
I like that breakdown.
Thank you. Let's move ahead to group number three. Another chance at being the group of death, genuinely. We have Nemesis, Ignorance, You Need Coaching, which is insane that they're this low seated, and Version 1. I feel like Nemesis, Ignorance need no introduction. If you are unfamiliar with the You Need Coaching name, this is a who's who of incredibly talented North American players. Lutano, JL, Vin Diesel, Machizel, and Joey.
Jeez.
Dynamite squad.
Yeah. Insane.
I legit can't pick teams out of here because I unironically love Nemesis, Ignorance, and You Need Coaching. Like, on an individual person level,
yeah,
I have met and hung out with these people for 4 years now.
Yeah.
And I really wish all of the best success to them all.
Yeah.
It's so difficult for me. And I will not be participating in selecting for
okay, wow. We have a not partake vote from EU is weak to
just like I won't say
vote.
To gang, I'm not selecting in group three, which if somebody from that team is in chat, stop it. Just stop whatever that is.
Earlier.
Yeah, a season changeover is a good time to change your name. Okay. Final talk. Let's talk about this team. Kyle, I know Doomsnack just said how close he is with a lot of these other teams. I feel like this is kind of that team for you. North America is Version 1. So Version 1, Rustic, Scarf, Riker, Wailord, Liko, and Smuglax. Talk to me about this team, because I know you've got some history casting and following them.
Yeah, they center kind of two of the mainstays, Whaley on support and Rustic on tank. Kind of day one players with this team. They've stuck together. Liko has been playing with them for like a year and a half now. It started like, I think, mid last season, but they hit that age threshold this season, like mid-season. They're that bot attack player.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of like, they fill that Kyrios role a lot, where they don't just play the bot attackers. They'll throw, like, Zacian down there if they need it.
Cool. That's cool.
So they center around Rustic and Whaley. Whaley can play any support out there. An incredible Blissey. Probably one of the best Hoopa players in North America, in my opinion. Rustic, I think, can play just about any tank. He was a Snorlax player before it was cool.
Nice.
He played it almost all season long, including even last season, just a big Snorlax believer. So it's kind of been like their meta. This is a tough group for them, though.
Super hype looking up.
But talking with them, they feel pretty confident that they have beaten Ignorance before. But Unique Coaching and Nemesis also very close. Earlier this season, though, in a round of 9 through 12, a qualifying match, they took Nemesis 1-1, and they were a Zeraora iframe away from taking down Nemesis. But I think it was Relics that dashed out and couldn't get the Slowbro Unite on them. Otherwise, Nemesis wouldn't have even qualified top 8. So they can do it. I think cool. They just need to get it done.
All right. I like that. Interesting note about version 1 in this group. And who's the other one in group 2 that I'm thinking of? Zeraora. They were on the same side of the bracket. I think we've called this group 3 and group 2 just groups of death, right? Like, they're so terrifying to play in.
They really are.
These teams, because of where they were seated on the bracket, Kyle and I were having the discussion. It's like, in this position, would you honestly rather lose and qualify through losers to enter into a different group? however, where version 1 and Zeraora ended up, you had, if they won, they ended up in this group. If you lost, you ended up in the other. So it was like, I mean, that's a little too tough of a choice, I think, to make. So
yeah,
it
was your poison.
Exactly. You want to go against Nem or orange juicers? Yeah, this is scary, scary stuff. But okay, let's get into some predictions here. Dupesnax is abstaining from this one. I haven't started a prediction yet, so I think it's finally time for me to step up. Oh, it hurts. It really hurts. Ignorance, please win the final stretch. But I am going to say the two teams out of this group are Unique Coaching in first and Nemesis in second. That's where I'm going to land. I think Unique Coaching wins the matchup against Nemesis, and that's the tiebreaker game out of the group. That's where I'm going to land. Bridget, how about you?
I am going to be with you on the unk getting okay. out of this group. Unique Coaching, mm-hmm, aka mm-hmm. Unk, which I think is much cooler of a name.
You made the official Unite account tweet Unk, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
I mean,
many times.
Yeah. Banger. So, and honestly, I am a Lutano fanboy. I was freaking out when he was back. I was so happy. So I definitely am going to be rooting for them. It feels definitely silly to be going against Nemesis, but I just feel like they've definitely not had a bad season by any means, but I just think not as good as I expected. I think probably objectively they've had a better season than Ignorance, mm-hmm, but Ignorance did really well at this last tourney. So,
their best performance yet.
So. Yeah, and I'm saying tourney like April Cup, obviously mm-hmm. not like open qualifier since they weren't even in that. But I love Ignorance, man. I can't help it. Yeah. I think I won. Unk and Ignorance is 1 and 2.
Oh, let's go.
That's a big pick.
I know.
One other note about what we were talking about in terms of like seeding and stuff. I remember when April Cup happened, a big talking point for me was like Ignorance, if they get this position, which they did win and got like, what was it, top 4 or whatever, they got enough points to not be in LG's group. And I'm like, that's huge. You avoided the Luminosity group.
Yeah.
And then you ended up in this group because Unique Coaching has negative championship points. Not actually, but very few championship points because they're a brand new team and all of a sudden it becomes just a gauntlet. So, I mean, tough luck, I guess. But again, hoping they win the final stretch. Kyle, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Did you already make your predictions in this group?
I haven't.
All right, please.
I was hoping that you would forget me.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to lie.
Just,
I was hoping.
Just abstain it. You can't abstain too.
Yeah, you can abstain. Everyone gets one abstain.
Okay, so my number one team out of this group, I think I'm going to go with Unique Coaching. I think they're too good.
Wow, we're pretty decided on Unk, which is interesting.
I think this is a team, when I saw that this was going to be a team, they made like their first appearance in Underdunk.
I remember that.
I can't remember if Bridget and Zoix, if you guys were casting that with us, but they made their appearance. I'm like, this could be a really interesting team. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've pretty much won, conssistently since then, obviously, when winning this last cup. So I think they're on a hot hand. Number two, though, it's kind of where it gets a little bit stickier for me. Mm. I could see it being Nemesis. That is going to be my number two pick. I think it's hard to bet against Nemesis. And then 3-4, I love version 1. I love them, but I jinx them every single time that they've been one win away from qualifying for a top 8.
Oh,
so
we watch them and then they lose. But this past Open Cup, we didn't watch their qualifying game and they got it done. So my hope is that I'm going to put them low and okay. then they surprise everybody and I won't jinx them. So
interesting. I don't know the mechanics of jinxes, but I don't know if you say your strategy out loud if it defeats the jinx or not.
Well, I'm just
highlighting like it.
Well, you kind of win either way. You're either your prediction's right or you didn't jinx them. So
that is
you kind of win.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nothing but wins here.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so our final group, our group 4, group D, we have Team YouTube, T3, Team Growth, and Denial. An interesting group for sure. Team Growth not having the best regional performances as of late. However, they were one of the few teams to attend LAIC, so earning a lot of championship points from that event, actually qualifying. I think they were the 12th team. So, no, that can't be true. That team would have ended up in... No, yeah, of course they would. Yeah, so this is the 12th team, Team Growth, qualifying T3. Having a tough performance recently, but a little bit better in April Cup. And then Team YouTube, I would say another team very similar to Rush Hour, which is like that level of consistency is pretty solid. Not enough to win championships, but just a very consistent, great performance in tournaments. Also, Pikadif is back on Team YouTube. Pikadif just... always back on Team YouTube. He moves around to a lot of teams, but he's always back to Team YouTube. Final team of this group, Denial, one of the other two teams to go through on the winner's side. And I'll talk about this team for a couple of reasons. One, Kyle, you and I were casting these games. This team really impressed me. I loved what Denial was doing. I think this team looks really good. The team's made up of Split, Breezy, Stanley Fishy, aka the Greninja two times in game, Ganon and Russ. I mean, Russ is my GOAT, one of the OG rollout weekly players. Absolutely crushing it with that Pokemon. Also, I said it on that broadcast, maybe the best interview I've ever done at a LAN event was with Russ at NAIC last year when I asked him because they qualified for day 2 if they could win the whole thing. And he said, maybe if every other team gets sick, maybe then we can win.
That's so funny. I don't think I knew that.
The level of honesty. of Russ was just fantastic. So, yeah, I think looking at this team, this is going to be a strong team. Oh, and that's Neon is Split. Okay, interesting. I actually did not know that, but anyway, cool, good looking team. Let's any other teams that we want to talk about a little bit? T3 story this season has been interesting, right? Like they're on paper, they should be a great like. Very, very good NA team, and the results just haven't matched up, unfortunately. But I don't think I'm predicting them to not get out of this group, so we'll see. Let's just get right into predictions, shall we? Deuce Next, what are you doing for this group? You abstained, so you have to pick first for this one.
Yeah, perfect. I'm going to obviously go Team YT. Pikadif is there, which is always... comically hilarious to me, his forever non-retirement and always resurrected by the necromancers over at YouTube. We doing one of those, some of that demon magic after streams end at 4 a.m. to make sure Pikadif keeps showing up. But also YouTube has a Bird Keeper Hugh, which I am a big fan of.
Know that.
Yeah, Bird Keeper Hugh is there, and I'm a fan of Bird Keeper Hugh for sure. So that being said, Team YT definitely leaving this group. As much as, you know, T3 has been shaky, I do think their skill level and talent that they have on that team is kind of undeniable. So I think they're kind of the easy selection for number 2.
Cool.
But I would like to say that Team Growth's commitment to the game this year is very impressive, and I would love to, if it doesn't materialize for them here in the regional finals, I would love to see a big run out of them at final stretch.
Yeah,
just because they have been committed to the game. They've been traveling, they're trying to, you know, get these kids an opportunity to see what it's like to play on stage, and I think that's a really valiant endeavor. So although I'm not selecting them in this moment, I do hope all the success in the world for them, especially at final stretch here, if they don't make a run at regional finals.
Cool.
I love it. So your prediction is YT first, T3 second?
Yep.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. Kyle, we'll go to you next.
Ooh, this is tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. I'm with Dube and Team YT. I think they're a little bit more consistent this season. Yeah. So we kind of know what to expect. But I think the addition of Pikadiff definitely makes a difference for them. It's my attempt at that. And then T3 is so interesting to me because they, like you said, they have all the potential in the world. They have incredible players. It's just they get caught off guard. There's like some weird losses. Yeah. Not only in UCS, but also in some grassroots tournaments. So it depends on which version of T3 that we get. If we get the, you know, hot off the rails T3, I could see them even winning this group. I'm still going to pick them second, though, because it's just hard to knock them down completely. But I do think that they'll lose a set, but they'll qualify through that second spot. I think four, I got to go probably Denial. Probably close. I think it's going to maybe go down to like the tiebreaker between T3 and Denial or whoever wins that set.
Yeah,
and then Growth is like right on the outside.
I think the Denial T3 game is going to be a major game. Yeah. Which, me saying that is kind of coloring my prediction, so I'll jump into it right now. I, T3 1, YouTube 2, let's go. T3!
Whoa!
listen, I have said it a couple times now. I think Meowscarada as a Pokemon is becoming a very real threat. Zealot is a certified expert on that Pokemon. I think T3 has some Meowscarada gameplay, puts them through. I am hesitant with you joining Team YouTube. I actually think that player is so good. I did not know that fact yet, so that made me backtrack a little bit. But hey, if T3 is going to fire up for a tournament, I think it's going to be this one. They have made it to winner's side of a lot of monthly cups. I think two so far, right? So good performances. And just fortunately, when it comes down to the double limb side, things started to slide a little bit. But I'm going to believe that this group stage, they're going to be like an early tournament vibes. They're going to move through on the number one seed. But how about you, Bridget?
This is definitely a hard one because I feel like YouTube has been just like off my radar a little bit more this year than last year, which feels incorrect because they're number four in points. But I'm also like, how? So like, I need to like refamiliarize myself with YouTube. Maybe it was just all the roster changes. I just couldn't keep up. And then they always revert back to Pikadiff. And I don't know. Maybe that's why I have these like blinders onto them, or at least have for like this season. I just feel like they weren't as much of a threat as they were last year. But this is a hard one. I don't know if I've said that already. I probably have. So
with the caliber of these teams, you gotta think.
I mean, I'm weirdly like as well with you, Zoinks, like a pretty big Russ fan, and like those players on Denial. Like I whatever. I get a little more unhinged the longer this goes on, so I'm picking T3 and Denial.
Let's go!
Yo.
Wow, all that talk about YT just to leave them behind and go with T3 and
Denial. Well, I had to give some rationale because it is not logical, probably.
Fair.
So
pick with your heart. I like it.
Another
Dexter pointing out they had LAIC points. Sorry, go ahead, Kyle.
Growth does too. The other thing is Team Growth actually has beaten T3 and Team YT this UCS season.
Interesting. So, okay.
Get that?
It's something to watch out for.
Bracket Demon Growth? Let's see.
So, I wouldn't be shocked if they take a couple surprise sets. I'm not sure. I think, from what I've heard, I don't think Squirtle is playing for them, so that could be a big loss for them.
Oh,
he's been in that attacker role. All season long. So if he doesn't play, I think it probably hinders them quite a bit.
That is a bummer. Hopefully that changes. You know, game day decision.
Game day.
We'll see what happens. But okay. Wow. All right. So those are our group predictions. Kind of went through. We had a lot of them. Let's jump back to us. A final, just quick round. Who's going to be our North American regional champion this year? Have we had a different North American regional champion every year? I'm trying to think.
I'd have to check.
Yeah.
of our North American winners, right? Yeah, because we had Orange Juicers last year. I'm like working backwards. We had Orange Juicers last year. We had TTV the year TTV. Before.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then was LG it or Ascendance or Blackhand or whatever they were the year before that?
Yeah, because they had to win to qualify then. That's what it was.
That's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So we've had like a different roster win North America every... That's kind of a cool stat. Keeping that one in the tank.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, interesting. But let's just go turbo round. Who do we think is taking it home this year? Maybe we have a repeat winner. Who knows? Deuce next. Do you got one?
My default is typically just to go with LG.
Okay.
Just because I do think they're maybe the best team on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
If their motivation is actually going to be there is the real question, right? Like, mm-hmm. how much do they actually care?
With their invite locked up. Yeah.
Right. Like, that's kind of the caveat. So I'm going to just choose LG, assuming they really want that money.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. It's a nice chunk of change for regionals. It's a lot better than a monthly tournament, that's for sure. All right, Kyle, how about you?
It's LG.
LG.
It's always been LG.
It's always been.
I mean, it's always been LG. I don't think that there's a team in North America that's in their stratosphere.
Okay. All right. The Kyle jinx is going towards LG. Bridget, how about you?
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to change.
Not if Kyle's picking it. I ain't picking it. Anything
else.
I'm
just thinking of the Otter quote going into ACL where he said, no NA team prepared us.
No one
did. That's what Kyle is talking right now.
Fair.
It's hard to vote against LG, right?
Yeah.
Like OJ, like have they beaten them this year?
I was gonna say maybe once. Yeah, AOS Cup calls.
Yeah,
yeah, won that one.
Yes,
AOS and then Cup like calls. In the winner's side or they beat them in the winner's side in January.
And then
but they lost in the grand finals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. Yeah, I think after hearing Kyle's stats, I'm gonna say LG.
Okay.
I was gonna ask if they win regional finals, are they allowed to play in final stretch?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, they'll win then.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't hinder their land performance.
Yeah, their track record.
Eligibility.
Yeah. If they're allowed to win more money, they are going to keep winning more money.
Yeah.
That is fair. Okay, Matt, how superstitious am I now that now my head's all trapped in this? A new team has won regionals every year. I want to pick Nemesis to win so bad.
You never know.
You need coaching. Is winning the North American regional finals.
13th
seed in these group stages. They're moving in. Let's go. Unk for regional champs.
Okay.
And I will say, I actually wanted to talk about this when we were doing the team breakdown. Let's take a quick look at the metagame. Zacian, unreal. Talonflame, still probably the best speedster out there right now. I think Garchomp looks great. We're in Vin Diesel meta territory right now, and he is popping off in some of these tournaments. So, Vin, I believe. Come on. Win this thing. Make my prediction correct, please. Okay. There's our predictions. That's all our group breakdown and, of course, our regional picks for wins. We're not going to do our full, like, MVP, Dark Horse, blah, 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 just because we're doing two regions. There's a lot to talk about. So, before we get out of here, I am forcing these three to play a game I find very fun called Guess That Player. We'll try to do this a little quicker because we're already over time, but it'll be fun anyways. If you're unfamiliar with this game, we played it a few episodes ago. I am going to give all of the three players we have here today. We have Bridget, Kyle, and Deuce next. A chance to guess a Pokemon Unite player with the clues that I will provide them. You will start with 4 points, and I will give you... you will start with 5 points, and I will give you the initial clue. No, it is 4 points. 4 points, and I'll give you the initial clue. I'm so bad at explaining this. If you want to guess off the first initial clue, you can. You could just choose. I'll ask you if you want to lock in. You could just say you locked in. If you don't want to, I will give you another clue. But every clue I give you, you subtract a total point from the potential amount of points. If I give you all four clues, you still have 1 point at the end of it. So you only want to lock in when you're pretty sure you have it. And please don't fib. Don't change your answer after you hear more clues. That's going to be the only thing we have to change. But okay, let's just start. Everybody's at four players. So the first clue is
This player's tag shares a name with a famous fictional father. Do any of you want to lock in, or do you want to hear more clues?
I will hear another clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and please do not read chat. Chat will cheat. Please do not read chat or do not Google it.
Yeah. Fictional fathers.
Okay. Okay, so we're all hearing the second clue, okay?
Yeah.
They are known for having the Death Note on stage, a notebook packed with draft notes.
I'm locking in.
Bridget is locking her answer in.
Yeah, I locked mine in.
Kyle is locking his answer in. Yeah. Dupes next, do you want to hear another clue?
I'm going to lock in too.
Okay. All right. All right, Bridget, you were the first to lock in.
At the same time.
Bridget, you were the first to lock in. What is your guess?
Kratos.
Kratos.
Yep. Kratos. Dupes, what was your guess?
Kratos. It's a Kratos too.
Great. You are correct. Kratos is the answer. Of course, the God of War character being named Kratos. Oh, the new one. Okay. The other two clues. So you all currently have 3 points. The other two clues were this player is from the North American West Coast and they went to Worlds in 2022 and 2024. Okay.
Should've done the notebook last.
Next play. Okay, cool.
Just a note.
All right. Next player. Two out of three. There's only three, by the way. Okay. Next player. First clue, initial one. This EU player's human name has the initials AT. So not their tag, their human name. Initials are AT. Does anyone want to lock in?
I'm gonna need more.
You're gonna Dubs is going to lock in with the initial clue, okay?
That's not fair. I don't know their government names.
I don't know them either.
It seems like
Dubs wants 4 points. I get it. Okay.
I'm gonna lock in too. I don't wanna fall behind.
Kyle, you better not be looking stuff up on start. That is cheating.
If I lose, I go out in a blaze of glory.
That is true, that is true. Bridget, do you want to hear another clue?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Them.
This player placed 17th in the 2022 Shiny League Grand Final or Shiny League Finals on Random Gaming.
Oh.
I feel better. I feel better.
Okay, Dusa feels better about his prediction. Kyle, do you feel better or worse after that clue?
Worse. I feel worse.
Okay.
Mine was a shot in the dark.
Bridget, do you want to lock in?
Random Gaming. No, I don't remember.
Okay. Do you want another clue?
Yeah.
Okay. So this player was first widely known in the community as Chris Hero's go-to duo partner.
What?
Back in the day.
Oh,
back
in the day. I don't know anything.
Okay, one more clue. We'll go for just the one pointer.
This
player, so the clue so far, it is from EU. Initials are AT. They were on Random Gaming in 2022. And they were known as Chris Hero's duo partner. They also are well known for Garchomp, Buzzwole, Dodrio, and recently Metagross.
Okay, I have a guess.
Okay, so we're gonna lock in. Bridget's going for 1 point. Dupes next, let's hear your guess first.
It was after the first two clues, I was feeling very confident, but now I know I'm wrong.
Okay.
I originally said Bruv because I know his first name starts with an A.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
And okay. He did at 1 point rotate through that Random Gaming score.
Yeah, that is true. Okay.
It's not correct, but I know what the answer is.
Okay, Kyle.
Yeah, my first guess was Adesu, and I know that's not right, but I know what it is now. I'm like 95.
Okay, well, Bridget, they're pretty sure they know it now. What is your guess for 1 point?
That's crazy.
I'm going to say potato.
Correct. You get 1 point. Well done. So Bridget currently leading at 4 total points. Kyle and Dupesnax both at 3. Okay, this final one is going to be just going to be hard.
Great.
We'll see. Okay, this player was a pro in an FPS game before Unite. Okay, no lock-ins, no lock-ins. Next clue, next clue. Okay, next. Dupes next, right? Next clue?
Oh, he's noodling.
Yeah.
Okay, next clue. This player is now retired.
That could mean this anything.
This is a retired player. And I will double clarify, they are like still retired from Unite. Okay. So it's retirement that's stuck.
Okay.
Any lock-ins?
No.
Okay, Kyle?
The retired players are so much harder.
This is extremely hard. Okay, third clue. Great. One of Doopsnax's favorite commentary calls was when this player saved the game with a last second Blissey score.
Locking in.
That's not fair.
Oh, man.
Okay, if Doopsnax doesn't know, that makes me feel better.
No, I see the moment in my head. Who had that?
Yes. Someone in chat has it correct.
I'm gonna.
But it took them this long. It took them 3 months.
Oh, this is so frustrating.
Kyle, you said you're locking in here, right?
Yeah.
I'm for the potential of 2 points. Every team member but their name.
Yeah, you know the team and everything. Yeah.
I don't know, so I'm gonna need another.
Okay. Gotcha. Doopsnax, you wanna share the final clue? Are you gonna lock in and then give time to remember the?
No, because I'll cheat if I'll hear this last clue and I'll cheat.
Okay. Final clue is this player was a member of the original Team Shiny roster.
That's
Yeah, I guess if you know the moment, I guess that could really help. Oh well.
I have a guess, but I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna lock in there. Kyle, you were the one that locked in for a potential of 2 points, and I will say the chance to steal the lead from Bridget here. So Kyle, what is your guess?
Was it Elo?
Was not Elo, unfortunately. Good was guess. A member of the original Team Shiny roster, though. That was a good guess. That was a good guess. Okay. Doopsnax, let's go to you first.
Why can't I place this name?
I think I know it.
Same. It's for 1 point, of course.
Okay.
I'm going to say Junkie, but that's not correct.
It was not correct, unfortunately. Bridget!
It was Blossom. Why can't I think of their name?
Feppy?
Nope.
It is not Feppy, unfortunately.
I couldn't think of who else was on Shiny.
He still won.
This was Faz. Faz.
Damn it. I'm so mad at myself.
I was like an inch away.
I knew a retired player was going to be so hard. Like, that is a demonic thing to do. But thank you so much for all of you for playing. Congratulations to Bridget for walking away with the win there of 4 points. Kyle Doopsnax ending at 3. I hope y'all liked it. It was a lot of fun. Let's get into our plugs and shout outs as we close out this episode. Kyle, anything you would like to shout out before we get out of here?
Make sure to follow me on Twitch. We will be broadcasting, Bridget and I, actually, Saturday for the Open Qualifiers. Not sure exactly how many games we're going to be able to get. I'm not sure if it's going to be, you know, all simultaneous, like the groups are all simultaneous or not, but we're going to try to watch as many as possible, so cool. Make sure to tune in there. We'll be live right at the bracket start. I believe also, I was talking with Duskrunner, and they might be doing a simulcast, so they might try to cover some other games, so we're gonna try to coordinate like who watches playing? What so
oh they're a sub
they're sub they're a sub on I think, or Revelation Denial, I can't remember which team they're subbing for, but
cool, sounds good.
That's all about right it.
Go follow Steel Agent Kyle. Bridget, how about you?
Come hang out with us and watch groups with me and Kyle on Saturday. It should be very fun. Do you know what time it starts, Kyle?
3 p.m. is what I've been told.
Eastern.
Okay. Slay. Yeah.
Eastern.
3 p.m. Eastern.
Doopsnax, how about you?
Yeah, as always, follow Bridget on Twitter at Big Bridget. I will not be in studio in person, but I'm doing this other thing. You can actually already see the green screen set up behind me here.
Let's go.
Effectively just a little inside baseball for those of you at home. I will be essentially speaking to teams in between their matches,
And then it'll be like an on-field interview with a person on the football field when they're like, I just spoke to the coach and they said this. So it's going to be kind of like some pitches to me to give you updates from, you know, Discord conversations and stuff I'm trying to have with folks. I'm trying to stick with the teams that are playing, obviously, in the match that you just watched, trying to get some of that quick hit information. So there we go.
Cool. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I can't wait. That is going to be such a fun component of the stream. Yeah, regionals are going to be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, so make sure to tune in on any of their peripherals. We got EU and NA happening on different days. So it's going to be an awesome tournament. Thank you all so much for tuning into the episode. We hope you liked it. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'll see you all next week when we literally talk about what happened in this tournament that we set up for this entire episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.